Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and love from the Lord Jesus. Amen. From the Old Testament reading, our text is the following words. In the desert, the whole community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites said to them, "If only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. There we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted, but you have brought us out into this desert to starve this entire assembly to death." Then the Lord said to Moses, "I will rain down bread from heaven for you." This is the text. My dear brother and sister, I had just finished my afternoon calls to hospitalized and to some of our homebound when the phone rang, and it was, to me, the sweetest voice on earth. "Are you on your way home?" I said, "Yes, honey." And she said, "Could you stop and get some bread?" And I said, "Surely, which bread?" "Brown berry, whole wheat." Well, I said, that should be easy enough. And so I went to the grocery store and went down the aisle. And I looked. I could not believe how many different types of bread there were. And they are not in alphabetical order. So all the A's and then B, oh, here is brown berry. No. Why don't they just number them one through the end? "Honey, get me a number 48. That would be simple enough, wouldn't it? No. They are all mixed up. And so I was puzzled in preparing this message. I did a little bit of research. Do you know that only one of our grocery stores I checked, do you know that they offer 599 different labels of bread, different types of bread, each one claiming to be the healthiest and the best for you? Which one do you believe? Which one do you pick?" And so the staff of life, which is supposed to be a blessing, all of a sudden becomes a curse to me. The Israelites didn't have that problem. There was only one bread that rained down from heaven. And they looked at it and cocked their heads and said, "Manna," Hebrew for, "what is it?" "Manna, what is it?" And Moses said, "It is the bread that the Lord God rained down for you from heaven." Okay. This was as much as they could eat every day. Bread in the morning, quail in the evening. It was probably the first offering of a all-you-can-eat buffet. And they ate all they could eat. The setting was the Israelites were captive in Egypt. They clamored to the Lord, and the Lord comes to the rescue to Moses. The Lord hears the prayers of his people, the crying out of his people, and he comes to their rescue. They cried out, the Lord responds. The Lord always, always provides. But how soon do we forget? The Israelites were no sooner through the Red Sea in the desert, and they saw the glory of the Lord in the Shekinah, the cloud that was a cloud by day and a pillar of light by night to fend off the nocturnal enemies. And that cloud, which we call theologically Shekinah, cloud in Hebrew, is given to us, is established for us at Holy Baptism. And from that day on, wherever we go, the cloud goes with us. And it is a visible sign of God's presence in our life if we just focus our spiritual eyes and see in all things the blessing showering down from this cloud, the cloud of the presence of the Lord in our life. Number four is wrong. It was earlier. Abraham had learned that the hard way when God asked from him his son. And he was about to sacrifice his son to the Lord when the Lord provided and said, "Abraham, do not harm the boy. Rather, offer to me the ram caught by its horns in the thicket behind you." And that's what Abraham did. And now again, the Lord provides. They cry out. They miss the leeks and the meat from Egypt. They had forgotten all the hardship, the slavery, the suffering, the throwing into the river of their boys, lest they become so powerful that they would conquer the Egyptians. That was real pain. And they forgot that, because their stomachs were flattening out. Jesus speaks of himself as the true bread from heaven. There is only one. You don't have to pick and choose like in the bread aisle. He is the only one that died for you and me on the cross. He is the only one that leads us into eternal life. He is the only access to the Father in heaven. The body and the blood of the new covenant are given for you, for the forgiveness of sins, for life, for salvation. He established the new covenant. The old one established by God through Moses in the desert when he gave him the Ten Commandments, do this and you will live. Break these and you are toast. That did not work, because a covenant to function properly has two parts, two parties, and they must do each their part. God always did, but we never did. So God said, "Son, my children are in trouble. They need salvation." And the son said, "Yes, Father, yes, most willingly, I offer my life for them." And he came down to give us life, very much like bread sustains the body, Jesus sustains the soul into infinity. But this is daily already in our chronological life on earth, that we can bask in the serenity that he alone affords, that he alone gives. He comes down to sustain life in heaven. The body and the blood given for you in the new covenant. Manna is still part of our daily lives. Maybe it does not take the shape of little flakes on the desert floor, but when you look at your spouse or at your child or at your parent, cock your head and say, "Manna, this is the spouse and the child and the parent that the Lord God gave you," Moses would answer. You open the refrigerator and see this incredible abundance of things in there to eat and drink. And you say, "Manna, what is it?" "Oh, this is the abundant bread that the Lord gave you." You look at your job, your circle of friends, your family, and you say, "Manna?" Moses answering, "This is the job to sustain you, and the circle of friends to sustain you, and your family to sustain you, that the Lord God gave you." My friends, it all comes from him. And so often we ignore them, we just take them for granted. You just expect warm water when you turn the left faucet on. And one day, there is no warm water. And then you run into the basement, and you see a big pool of water under your water heater. For 12 years, it worked without flaw. But now, what disgrace! No warm water! But while you had it, you didn't say, "Manna, what is this?" "Oh, this is another blessing that came from God." We expect electricity when we flip the switch, and yet people in California don't have switches. They were burned in the wildfires. And people in the East lose electricity because of their floods. And here, we have it, and we take it for granted for the most time. But that's okay. It is human to grow used to the good things of life. It is human just to get used to them and not acknowledge them as anything special. But there is great joy and blessing and happiness in the heart when you stop and think to savor the flavor of God's blessings. And then tell everyone else about them. Luther once said that if God only created one daisy in the field next to each town, all the townspeople would run out there to smell it. But because he creates millions and millions of beautiful yellow daisies in our lawn, we stomp on them, we walk on them, and we do not stop to look at them, how beautiful they really are. May the Lord grant us to look at his blessings and acknowledge them and be grateful for them, for our benefit and for the benefit of those that are around us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which is greater than all human understanding, guard our heart and mind in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.